The United Nations estimates that there are about 5 million Syrian people in need of humanitarian aid. Those people are living in hard-to-reach areas, and new figures show that the new figure is nearly 1 million more than the previous estimate. UN's Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien says the number has shot up from 4.1 million people in April due to growing insecurity in a number of areas, including Aleppo, Raqqa, and Hasaka. Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jaafari, blamed Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Western powers for the increased suffering of the Syrian population. He said that the West can avert the humanitarian disaster by lifting the economic sanctions imposed on the Syrian people and the government. UN figures estimate that 400,000 people have been killed in the Syrian conflict since March 2011. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Ali, now, who joins us live from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Now, Mohammed, tell us a bit more about these figures and, of course, the comments made by the Syrian representative to the UN, blaming foreign countries like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar for this crisis.
Yes, the UN is saying that over 5 million people are in need of humanitarian aid. Now, it is really difficult for any organization to have a precise number of the people in need of humanitarian aid in Syria, because those areas are very hard to reach. There are militant-held areas which the UN doesn't even have personnel in to have accurate numbers estimated there. However, definitely, for sure, there are a large number of people in need of humanitarian assistance across the country due to the war on the country. Now, we know that there are many areas under the control, many residential areas under the control of terrorists. Those areas are spread across the country, in the north, in central Syria, and in the south, of course, mainly in Aleppo, Deir al-Zor. However, we know that the Syrian government has been blaming Western countries that have been allowing those terrorists to infiltrate into Syria, especially from the Turkish side. 800 kilometers of borders, terrorists infiltrating since the start of the unrest, occupying residential areas, and of course denying access of humanitarian aid to the civilians inside those areas. Of course, besides the torture and the killing that ISIL committed, for example, in areas it controlled in Al-Raqqa and Aleppo, and in the countryside, of course, many villages over there. Now, we have to point out that also Al-Jafari, the UN, the Syrian representative of the UN, blamed those countries directly for such a humanitarian crisis across the country.
Right.
Of course, the economic sanctions that the Arab ones and the Western ones have played an important role in, of course, the suffering of the people. Also, we have to point out that the infiltration of ISIL into those areas like Al-Raqqa in the northern part of the country and Deir al-Zor denied access for the Syrian government, for example, to the oil fields, which caused the Syrian government to buy oil and import it from other countries, and thus prices are higher for the ordinary civilians. So
okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Mohammed Ali, reporting from Damascus via Skype. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.